In the middle of the ocean, there lies an island where animals rule.
Is there anything you wouldn't eat?
Until the day.
Whoa.
What's up there, Mac?
I'm not sure what it is.
They got an unexpected visitor.
Oh, land, sweet land. You need to find out what this newcomer's intentions are.
Look, he's stripped off his skin.
It's hideous.
I'm going to be sick.
Uh-oh.
From Summit Entertainment.
How am I ever going to survive on this island? Pull back the hammer, and...
That's not gonna work.
What's he doing?
Building a human nest in the tree.
What do you say we help him out?
What is going on? Really?
Get ready for the wild night.
This year...
Pirates?
This is not good, Mike.
To save their island.
Get him.
They'll have to work together.
Many thanks, Scrum.
You know, this is when I make one of my egotistical, smart-ass remarks that probably people don't like to hear, but if you ain't Disney or Pixar, hell, at this point, I'll even go if you ain't even DreamWorks for this matter. You possibly should not be making animated films. Hell, I'll even throw in Illumination Studios. They even came out the bat now and making animated films that are at least of quality, of telling a story or telling anything for even having a purpose of being there. This, on the other hand, wow. I don't even know how to describe this. Perfect way of describing it. Oh my God. People, you might think this is a spoiler, so let me go ahead. Spoiler alert, it's a pile of shit. It is a pile of shit. I'm talking about the wildlife. People are like, what the fuck is that? Are you talking about that metal album or whatever? No. The wild out life, man. Come on, the wildlife. You all know what that is, right? Right? No, nobody know what the fuck this is. And you know what? I gotta send a special fuck you to the theater I saw this in. Because if you don't know, I am literally throwing myself at, like, early screenings for these movies right now. Because I'm trying to have every fucking review just prepared and up the post-it on the day they're supposed to go up, because I'm going out the country. So I'm doing, this is my fifth review today right now, and this is back-to-back, and I'm talking about back-to-back dog shit. And I'm at a point right now where I had to go see this movie. And this fucking theater, it knew what it was doing, too. You fucking theater, I gotta give a kudos to you. I get in there a little early, and this is how funny this is. It's an early advance showing, and I don't even think this movie's getting a wide release. I swear to God, I hope not, because this movie's gonna bomb like a motherfucker. And I'm sitting there, well, not even sitting there yet. I go into the theater, I'm like, hey, I'm here for the early screening for, I mumbled it to the wildlife. You don't want to be the only grown-ass man standing in there, just like, in the wildlife. I'm sorry, sir, what was that? Room number 8, please. Yeah. Oh, it's that way, sir, go that way. I go in that theater, like, 2 minutes before it's supposed to start, apparently. Not a single fucking soul in this damn thing. I was like... Yep, it's another one of those movies where critics ain't gonna see it, and nobody out there goddamn mind's gonna see it, and the general audience don't even know what the hell it is. So why in the blue holy fuck am I sitting here watching this? Well, fuck it, I'm already here. Because there was that point where I was just like, you know what, it ain't here. And then I saw, you know, a couple of credit sequences, and I was just like, you know what, I think I can skip this one. I'm just gonna leave. And then I said, fuck it, I'm already here. Might as well just go ahead and wave the war out, right? Like, you know, Hacksaw Ridge. Let me get one more lower. And I sat there, and I swear to fucking God, I saw the Focus Features logo come up, and I was like, Focus Features made this film? Oh my God. Wow, this is a step down like a motherfucker. I was like, you went from the legendary, yeah, that's right, I just said it, goddammit, the legendary Kubo and the Two Strings to this shit. And then next you know what, I heard the famous opening line, if you blink you will miss this story. And I was just like, damn, what is this, a Kubo trailer? And I was like, god damn it, they're playing the wrong goddamn movie. It's fucking theater. And I sat there for at least, if you've seen Kubo, the opening of the movie is his mother's on a boat, and she splits the water. They land on the island when Kubo is a baby. I gotten all the way up to the point where Kubo grew up to the age he was supposed to fucking be. So I'm sitting in this theater for about 5 minutes watching Kubo, and I said, I would love to watch this for the fourth time, I think. Third or fourth time, I forget. But damn it, I'm here for a review, and I gotta watch this movie Wildlife, so I gotta get a review. I gotta get the content up, right? So hey, whatever. I said it was gonna be done. It's gotta be done. So I never said it was gonna be done. So never mind. I didn't really have a reason to watch this at all, to be honest. So I get up out of my seat. And I try to play it cool too. I try to play as if I didn't just come out of the fucking Wildlife room as well, because I'm sitting next to Suicide Squad, even though in comparison it's about the same piece of shit. I'm sitting next to. I forgot the other damn name of the movie already now. Kubo and the Two Strings on the other side. So I go in the Kubo and Two Strings. Like, maybe the rooms are sweet. No, Kubo's playing there too. And then I try to play it cool because, you know, it's like four of the people that work there. They're all talking, laughing, having a good time and stuff. She knew I wanted something too, but I tried to play it cool. It's just like, I'm just going to the bathroom. maybe they'll catch the mistake by the time I come back so I don't have to say shit. Nah, I went back and sat, and I was like, God damn it, Kubo's still on. So I finally went to the black lady. I was like, she'll understand with me. I told her, I said, excuse me, miss. I didn't say the movie name. I just said, room number 8 is playing Kubo. I think it's the wrong movie. She said, the hell is playing in room number 8? I said, oh, fuck me. I said, the Wildlife. She gets on the radio. Hey, apparently this is a mistake. The Wildlife's supposed to be... I said, motherfucker. And then they follow me. She brings a whole damn crew. They follow me into the room, and then Kubo was playing. I was just like... I tried to make some excuse. I was like, not that I mind this. I mean, Kubo and Two Strings is a much better film, whatever. And they were just like, yeah, whatever, you pedophile. Watch a goddamn movie. I was like, I will never come back to this theater for another script ever again. And being the only motherfucker in here... And I swear, they said, oh, we're sorry for the mix-up. Hope you enjoy your film. I was just like, oh, fuck me. And they sat there for at least 5 minutes to wait till this movie came on and watched it. And then I heard them just laughing at the bottom. I was just like, this is one of those parts of my job where I fucking hate what I do. Because I was like, yep, they're sitting there laughing. I'm talking about, what is this pedophile? Only thing missing was a goddamn brown coat. And me going with a tube of lotion, going, oh, yeah, where the little boys at now, whatever. The only thing missing was a Catholic church and being next door to this damn theater. But I digress. So now we get to the movie here, and it opens up, and I'm already pissed off. This movie sucks ass. Okay, first, it opens up with these crackheaded-looking gremlin cats, and I was just like, what in the blue fuck are those things? Oh, God damn, them things are ugly. And then I realized, oh, it's not just the cats. The animation sucks. Oh, they're missing only about 5 pieces of rendering to this, and that's about it. Whoa. The animation in this looked like dog shit. I mean, you couldn't... I ain't gonna lie. There was parts I was just laughing. I was like, I can't help it. I mean, look at this. Who in the blue fuck said this needs to go to theater? They need to be fired. They need to be fired than a motherfucker. And I heard this is based on a story, too. And that they just turned animated. And I just looked at that and said, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You got to be fucking kidding me. And I heard it was based off the story of what's that boy named? Robinson Crusoe. Man. Oh, well, let me go ahead and get into the plot synopsis here. So, we're seeing with these shitty looking pirates, because the animation looked like shit, and they see a fire on a ship and stuff like that. Well, hey, they see a guy hanging from a rope, and they find Robinson Crusoe himself, voiced by Matthias Skafrakafika. What in the blue fuck is this boy's name? Jesus Christ. Alright, I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking at this list right now, I ain't seen none of these. He was in Valkyrie. Okay, I don't remember that movie, so I'm not even gonna count that. He's got a German name, and this looks like a German production. All right, that makes a perfect sense then, because I was about to say, none of these names of these I'm putting this in quotes, actors, look like they mean a damn thing to me, because we're gonna get in that a little bit later. I never thought I would criticize how hard that'd be. I'm usually the more lenient on the animated films. I usually give them fuck it, but I never put them on my worst of list. Yep, Oh, Taste That Wind. That 2016 might change that with this goddamn movie. Jesus Christ. So you got Matthew, whatever. How the hell do you pronounce his name? All right, he plays Robinson Crusoe. He's all bearded up, looks like shit. And now all of a sudden, he's telling this pirate this story of, you know, his ship crashed and blah, 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 etc. Then this parrot comes in. They're trying to kill it, but then the parrot is talking. He puts the parrot outside. Meanwhile, you got these two rats ass out here. They've been scrounging around the area and stuff, or at least the boat. And the parrot looks at the rats and says, "Let me tell you the real story. Let me tell you a real story." So I was like, oh, fuck me. This is a story within a story. I said, you gotta be shitting me. So this is gonna be a story in a story told by the fucking parrot. I said, oh, God. I'll be goddamn. Alright, well, hey, it's the year of talking animals, I guess. Thank you, Norm of the North. You really kicked this off, didn't you? Because that was the movie that started it, folks. Norm of the North. Not Zootopia. Norm of the North. And it's funny because the shittier animated movies this year have gotten shittier. Norm of the North, I thought you couldn't get no worse than that. But yet, I look at Norm of the North as a masterpiece compared to this shit right about now. And he tells a story about how Robinson Crusoe was an Englishman who sailed the seas with some shipmates to look for, I don't know what the fuck they were looking for. They never said. Only for these two cats, these crackheaded-looking cats, I guess they stole the pond. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're trying to kill these chickens because they're hungry, I guess. And Robinson has a dog with a Scottish accent that just blew my fucking mind. Why did that dog have an accent? I said, this is like watching Transformers. I said, why do these animals have fucking accents? It blows my fucking mind, but whatever. I'll go with it. What is the dog's name? God damn it. what is the dog's name? I'm trying to remember. What was it? Rufus? I don't even remember. But at this... Rufus. You know, who gives a fuck? I don't give a shit. Why should you give a shit? And I'm almost... I'm going to say it was either this Poppy G or was it Rufus? I don't give a shit. Who cares? And... next, you know it, a bad storm kicks in. But meanwhile, on this island, you got a tropical parrot. Who the fuck is that parrot played by? wow, I'm about to be fucking up a lot of shit on here. But you got Kiki, who's a little bird. Melanie Hens, I don't know who that is. Carmelo, whatever. You got a bunch of voice people voicing people. All right, I don't know any of these damn names. That shit don't make no sense. That doesn't matter. Whatever. So I'm just going to describe them by what the fucking animals they are, okay? You got a bunch of other animals, and you got this one parrot. They all think they're on paradise, heaven, and stuff. This parrot, he's like, fuck all this. I'm trying to see the world. Y'all can keep your little shitty ass on, but I want to see the world. He makes this big-ass bitch deal about seeing the world. I'm like, bitch, you a parrot. You a bird. Fly. Shut the fuck up and fly, okay? You're already getting on my damn nerves. It's only been 5 minutes. So this storm kicks in, and I swear to God, I thought the goat and this little hedgehog, I thought they were going to die, and I would have been so happy had they would have died and fell off that cliff because they were some of the most annoying voice actors I think I've ever heard in my goddamn life until the pig started talking. I said, okay, you know what? Never mind. The hedgehog can stay alive. That pig got to go. Somebody need to put his ass on some sticks, put an apple in his mouth, and start spinning his ass over a fire because that pig is annoying as shit, and I wish I knew the name. Hell, you know what? In the trailer, go watch the trailer, people. The wildlife. I'm sure they go through the names. I'm not going to watch it because, you know what? I had to sit through... how long is this movie? Shit. I'm not going to lie. I felt like an eternity. An hour and 30 minutes. Wow. Oh, an hour and 30 minutes, huh? Okay, whatever. Storm breaks out. Robinson Crusoe, him and the dog get trapped in the cellar part of the ship with the two cats. The next thing you know it, they crash, land on an island. And these cats, they like hiding and waiting. They like, hey, we gonna kill that human. We gonna kill that dog. And we gonna eat them. I've never seen cats ready to eat people and other animals like these cats were. But these cats were fucking crackheads from outer space. I kid you not. And y'all gonna laugh at this shit too. There's a twist in here. One of the cats is pregnant. I know. It's like a cross between gremlins and the hyenas from Lion King, to the point that I think even one of them says, yeah, they eat a bug and say tastes like chicken. And I remember I said, oh god, oh, I don't think I'll ever watch Lion King ever again after that. I was just like, you can just stop it now. Just cut the movie off. Just power outage, anything. I think I've seen enough. Not to the point where I'm going to walk out, because it is walkout worthy, but I was like, I'm here. I'm going to sit it through, but if a power outage just so happens, you can't blame me then. Am I right? No. All right. Well, hey. So, these animals are terrified. They don't know what they keep calling this sea creature and stuff like that. But the bird, he's like reluctant. He's like, I want to hang out with him. Only to get, you know, attacked by these cats. And the dog saves him. And the human, Robinson Crusoe, saves him. He's got a broken wing, but they kind of patch it back together and stuff. The cats lie to the other animals. I know, people, this is getting retarded as fuck. The cats lie to the other animals and say, oh, they killed your friends. He dead. Now, that bird dead. So what we're going to do is we're going to take care of the dog on the ship. You guys handle the humans. And we're going to stick together on this. So they attack that human. They attack Robinson. Meanwhile, the cats are trying to eat the bird and kill the dog at the same time. Only to trap the dog somewhere. And a fire breaks out because the cats are throwing candles down. Yes, I know. These are some murderous-ass psychopathic cats right here. And the bird makes it free. Only for the other animals to realize, oh my god, the bird, who they call Tuesday in the film, which I don't see his name nowhere on this list. He went by another name. I think it was Mark or something like that. It started with an M. I'm not going to lie. Who gives a shit, to be honest? who gives a shit? I'm not going to lie. Who in the blue fuck gives a shit? Actually, I'm trying. Somebody's name was Friday in here, too. Jesus Christ. You really just didn't give a shit. Tuesday. Finally. David Howard Thornton, there you go. That was the voice. And Alexandra Menez is Kiki the bird. That bitch was annoying. Anyway, it's funny because they got two people as Kiki for the voice here. Melanie Hens as well. I don't know what the hell that... Okay, Melanie Hens must have walked off there. One of the actresses must have walked off here. Either way. So they're just like, oh man, we feel bad. You know, that he lost his best friend, which is the dog and stuff. So they're like, well... He seems cool. He took care of the birds, so we're going to help him build this house and stuff like that, only for the cats to get kicked off to this island of, I think they call it the Island of No Return, or the island, the Cursed Island. There you go. It's just a little fucking rock that's off their island, but like literally right next to our, and it's just swarming with bugs and shit. And they're cats, obviously, so they can't make it back. The current is really strong, so they can't go down, and they're starving. Meanwhile, you see this one cat just laying sideways, like it's posing in a Kanye West photo or something like that. And she's posing like this, and I'm trying to sit here, and it's like, what the blue fuck is going on right now? Only for the narration of the parrot. Remember, the parrot is telling the story, so you got to follow the narration of the parrot. The parrot tells the story that the cat was pregnant. I said, what in the fuck? The cat is pregnant. Are you telling me that these two things actually fucked? Ugh! So the cat shot out a lot of these goddamn kitties, apparently, and they just started plotting and planning how to get their revenge. And that is your plot synopsis of this movie, to get their revenge on these humans, kill these animals, and get something to eat in their belly. And apparently they must have been on this rock for a very long time, because you see these cats start off as kittens, and they work their way up to be fucking grown-ass cats. And it's kind of scary looking at these damn things, because they got this twitch in their eye going on. I can't tell if it's the animation or they made these things to be out. And in the back of my head, I went, so the cats are the villains of the movie. Okay. I stood up for that son. I was just like, I think I can walk out. I had at least 12 contemplations of walking out of this movie. And find out the cats were the villains. I was just like, how in the fuck are those villains to a human being? You pick a stick up and you throw it at their ass or something like that. Matter of fact, just kick the motherfucker. Ain't nobody gonna call animal violations on your... And mind you, these motherfuckers are on a pirate boat. So they're in a time where you could cook these damn things and nobody would give a shit, okay? Where do I begin with this shit? Okay, the dialogue is just... How in the fuck did this make it to theaters is what I want to know. Like, this should have been nowhere near. This looks like it should have been on the WGN channel at 1 a.m. in the morning. And you say, damn, 1 a.m. in the morning, how are kids going to watch it? My point exactly. I don't think they're supposed to watch it. I don't think anybody's supposed to watch it. It's just supposed to be there and say, hey, we put work into this. Maybe old folks will check it out, you know? Maybe they'll check this out, right? Right? No? Oh, okay. All right. Well, second thing is these animals, the voice acting in here, drew my fucking brain insane. These people have got to be some of the most annoying, terrible voice actors I think I've ever heard. And I'm saying that for, oh, you know what? Never mind. I saw Trolls, so let me hold that back then for that review. All right, well, let me just restrict that. These are some of the most annoying voice acting for an animated film that I've seen so far. This year has got a lot more to come, people. Trust me on this. That Troll movie is going to annoy the shit out of a lot of people. Anyway, though, and then there was one point in the movie where I was just like, oh, my God, are they about to sing? They don't go that far, but they do something better. They have more animals talk, and then they have accents. And you're going sitting there. The dog has a Scottish accent. The iguana. I don't know what the fuck that thing was, but it had like some British Sherlock Holmes accent on it. And I was just sitting there looking at that thing like, why in the hell does that thing have a British accent? Why? It's on an island in the middle of nowhere. Why does the dog have a Scottish accent? None of these animals or people, for that matter, that they show lack of, have any kind of personalities or anything like that. They're just accents to put a voice on it just so you can tell the difference of who they are. But guess what? I don't even know the fucking name, so none of that really fucking matters at all and stuff like that. This movie is like putting a gun in your head and then saying, huh, do I want to pull the trigger or not pull the trigger? I think so. And I know some people out there right now are saying, well, P1, what did you expect? It's an animated film. They don't have the budget as like DreamWorks would or Pixar or Disney, anything like that. Okay, I've said this before. I'll say it again. Writing doesn't take budget. You can have shitty looking animation. I'm fine with that. I don't care. Your animation can look like shit. But the story is such shit. You just want it to end already. You can have the most mediocre looking crappy piece of shit film and yet have the most heartfelt story told throughout anything. There's a point here where they talk about, oh, he wants to get back to civilization. Make him miss being back with human beings. It's easy to do that. It's so fucking easy. Make the dog dies in the fucking film. People, they killed the dog. The cats killed the dog, too, at that. The cats are the threat of the film. I mean, what the hell does that tell you? This movie was written for fucking newborn babies and shit. The cats are the villains. They killed the dog. Make them sympathize with the dog. Soon as the dog dies, he just says, oh, no, buddy. And then that motherfucker stumbles because, oh, guess what? He's British and clumsy or whatever. This whole stereotype. He's clumsy as shit, so he's falling. He's like, oh. And the parent's like, oh, well, he needs my help. Oh, I'm sorry. He has an accent, too, so never mind. Why would I say, oh, whatever. And fucking Iago is more tolerable than these damn animals, whatever. And Iago can get on your fucking nerves sometimes. You're just like, all right, somebody shut that goddamn bird up, please. Iago makes this bird look like he's a goddamn, I was going to say a thespian, but shit, some people would consider it, considering how people love Aladdin. And I'm one of those people too, by the way. The voice acting, I already said, is shit. The animation is shit. And then you get to the characteristics, they're shit. Then when you get to the end of the story, whatever, you're just like, oh, okay, so he doesn't make it off that island. He makes it on these ships of pirates only to escape with the bird, and then they start, they make it back to this island, and they build a bigger treehouse, and he stays on the island living in harmony with these pets, and the parrot goes, you know, I'm kind of tired of looking for a world out there. I'm pretty happy making this island the perfect world that it can be. And I was just like, when the fuck did you learn that message? Please tell me, in this hour and a half of putting this in quotes, jocularity and stuff like that, and all this gracious, goodness gracious here, when in the blue fuck did you learn that damn message? Was it through all the annoying voice acting, or the fact that half this movie, none of these animals knew what a human was, so they kept calling him a sea monster, and just how, you know, they have subplots in here that constantly go nowhere, like Kiki, she's the only one against this human being, they're talking about, oh, what happens when he leaves and stuff like that, that plot goes nowhere, they don't do anything with it. Once again, the animation looks shit, but there's a lot of rendering problems in here, too. There's some parts in here, I kid you not, where you can just easily tell how fake some shit is. Like, there was sometimes I'm looking at cantaloupe, and I'm just like, why does that look like a block? I was looking at that, I was just like, damn, that thing is missing coloring. How in the blue fuck do you miss coloring? Coloring, people. Yeah, I think I got to give this a low fuck it. I think I got to give this a low fuck it. I think I got to put this on my worst of the year list. I think I got to do all of that with it. Just for the simple fact of the embarrassment of me having to ask them, hey guys, can you put the real movie on? I need to see the wildlife. Yeah. I think I got to give this a number 10 spot just in case, just for that matter. You just don't know how embarrassing that is to put up a shitty movie. Because that just goes to show you that nobody showed up for this, and they weren't expecting nobody to show up. And then I'm that one dumbass that showed up, and they said, oh, we actually got to do work for this film now. Huh, okay, well, hey, all right, well, here you go, dumbass. So, yeah, I got to give this a low fuck it. Yeah. Next time you decide to make an animated film, whichever studio this was, I don't remember. I think it was Summit Entertainment. I think it was them. Summit Entertainment, you can go to hell, personally. You wasted an hour and a half of my time, and I personally don't think I can get that back. So I think I just got to give your movie a low fucking and then put you on the worst of list of this year. So thank you a lot, Summit, for making probably one of the worst goddamn movies I had to witness this year. And this is the part of the review when I tell you, hey, are you going to check this movie out? Did you check it out? Or, well, I guess it ain't came out yet, but by the time it comes out, are you going to check this movie out? If so, leave a note in the comment section below this review and stuff like that. But let's be real, ain't none of y'all going to go see this goddamn film, so I don't even know why I would have bothered with that. So just give it a fucking, let's get on about our day.
And survive each other.
This could be more complicated than I thought.
Well, that's a bit of a bummer, mate.
Get ready for the wildlife.
You're not so brave now, are you?
Here we go again.
Ain't nothing wrong with a few curves.
I'm coming, mate.
So long,
Bubba. Rosie.
Get ready for the wildlife.
Rosie, you're looking good.
Easy, big boy.
So bad.
Get ready for the wildlife.
The wildlife.